little bit in a unique situation as a new guy here, but also as a guy who I would assume would be taking a leadership role with a lot of new linebackers and young linebackers. How do you kind of balance that?
You know, for me, I just try to lead by example. You know, the way I carry myself and the way I come to work every day, you know, in the classroom and on the field. And, you know, I want to earn my teammates' respect. You know, nobody knew me coming here. It's my first spring. So I'm just trying to earn everybody's respect with my work ethic in the classroom and on the field.
What have you learned about this team and your new head coach through the spring practices?
You know, he demands a lot of us, and I think it's going to make us better. You know, it's a great opportunity for us to take it one day at a time and just win the day and get better. And, you know, he doesn't accept, you know, us, you know, taking a day off or taking a rep off. And you know, I think it's making me better as a player and the team better.
Is it any different than what you've done in the past with coaches? I mean, when you say he doesn't expect anybody to take a day off, and that's pretty much the way it is in the NFL, though, isn't it? Or is it a different kind of culture?
I think it's that way, you know, overall. But, you know, he makes it an emphasis. You know, it's something that's important to him and to this team.
Is it NFL mantra to basically move forward next year, not think about last year? Or is that something that this coaching staff is preaching? A lot of different guys have talked about not looking back at last year and just trying to focus on the future.
You know, it's a mindset I've always taken. You can't worry about the past, good or bad, because when you start doing that, you know, this is the league. What happened last year doesn't matter at all. So, you know, all you got to do is focus on the day at hand and getting better that day. And if you start worrying about the past, you know, your focus isn't where it should be.
There are a few guys that have been with Patricia in the past in New England, either recently or a little bit in the past. What did they say about him as a coach, as a guy? Have you picked anybody's brain? Do they tend to, like, are they a little more vocal at all? How does that work?
Everyone I know loves Coach Patricia, and, you know, getting to know him so far this year, you know, he's a great coach, and you know, I love him as well. So it's been a pleasure for me, and, you know, I'm excited to keep building.